Bo, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Bo, I guess just start off, what sort of contact did you have with the Patriots before the draft? And I mean, did you get an inclination that they were interested?
Of all the teams, they really they showed the most interest in me. They called, you know, quite a few times, you know, just to talk to me and you know, keep in touch. So they were definitely, to me, the team that expressed the most interest in me. So I had a pretty good feeling that they did like me.
Did you have any face-to-face meetings with anyone from the Patriots? I know they're big on doing blackboard stuff and testing defensive guys, and that's one of your strengths. So did they do any of that?
Actually, no. I didn't get to go on any visits, really. But you know, I talked to him on the phone a few times.
Obviously, one of the things that sticks out with you is the rude name at Nebraska. I think you said you're the sixth guy there, and obviously your brother's in the NFL right now. Has he helped you out with this process? And do you think the bloodlines give you any kind of advantage?
You know, the only thing I think the advantage is just, you know, when I need advice, he's a guy that, you know, my brother, my dad, they're guys I can go to just to talk about things and, you know, to get, you know, to ask questions about, you know, what to do and, you know, how to best prepare myself. But, you know, other than that, you know, I don't think anybody really cares, you know, if my brother or my dad played, you know, it definitely helps just to have them around just for, you know, advice, that type of thing.
How do you think your skills translate into a 3-4 defense?
I haven't really ever played. You know, I've played 4-3 most of the time, but I've also played over the tight end before, and I've done a little bit of pass rushing. But you know, I have no idea what where they want to play me. Really, you know, I just want to basically, you know, come in and just do whatever I can just to, you know, make this team and be a part of this team. So, you know, more than anything, I just really am concentrating right now on doing my best to help out this team.
You mentioned those conversations you had early on with the Pats during this process. What was that like for you, who did you get to talk to during that time? Was Belichick or even the defensive coordinator on that one?
I talked to some scouts. I only talked to some scouts, but you know, those they were very helpful, and you know, they had questions for me, and you know, we just got a pretty good rapport going, and you know, they just let me know that, you know, New England definitely made me feel like I was a guy, one of their type of guys, and it turned out to, you know, it was true that they really were interested in it and they wanted me there. So it was great that that ended up happening, because I was really, of all the teams, you know, I tell all my friends here, they were the ones I wanted to be, and it ended up working out, and it was pretty amazing that it happened just like I was hoping it would.
How big a fan are you of watching film, studying?
I'm kind of obsessive about it. I really, you know, I'd say if I always tell people, I go, there's not a linebacker in the country that spent more time watching film than me. That's the one thing I actually enjoy doing, and you know, it really helps you in football, and I think it's very important.
Do you think that's a byproduct of coming from a football family?
Well, you know, I guess it could be. You know, I guess my brother and me is something we've always kind of put. We used to do it in high school, and then when we got to college, we really, you know, turned it up a level. And, you know, I saw what he was doing in the pros, how much he did in the pros, and I tried to do that at a college level almost. And, you know, you just hear stories about, you know, a lot of the best players doing that, and you just want to kind of try to replicate, you know, that type of work ethic and that type of study habits, and you know, and see and what it does for you.
Beyond the film study and the preparation, what do you bring to a defense?
Say it again?
Beyond just the film study and the preparation, what do you think your skills, you know, what do you bring to a defense?
Oh, you know, I think I'm a guy that's, you know, smart and, you know, hardworking guy that, you know, teammates can depend on. I think that's, you know, a guy that can depend on to be in the right place and do the right thing. And, you know, and every once in a while, you know, to have the ability to make a big play, I kind of, you know, I try to do that too. But, you know, more than anything, I think the biggest thing you always want to be is a teammate that you can, you know, your teammate next to you is going to know, I can count on that guy to do the right thing, so he doesn't ever have to worry about me. That's something I always kind of took pride in.
Did you have expectations this weekend of getting drafted, not getting drafted, what round you might go in?
You know, I didn't want to get my hopes up because, you know, this process is, it's so hard to get a read on what's going to happen, and, you know, you get your hopes up, and it's a big letdown if you don't get drafted. So I just hope for the best, and fortunately, it really did work out for me, and, you know, I really lucked out and got to a great situation with the best team in football, and, you know, you really can't ask for more than that.
All right, thank you, Bo.
Thanks, Bo.